This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The U.S. and other Western countries have rejected a new U.N. treaty on oversight of the Internet. The U.S. has long taken the perspective of major tech players like Google that Internet regulation needs a light touch, if any. Evidently, much of the world does not agree. The BBC's technology correspondent Mark Gregory has been covering the talks. Hello, Mark.
Hello there.
This was a conference of the United Nations International Telecommunications Union. What was it supposed to achieve?
Well, the ITU deals with all sorts of apparently kind of boring things, the kind of nuts and bolts of modern communications. And the last time you had an update of the international treaty governing these things was way back in the 1980s, before the internet became a major force. And the meeting was attended essentially by huge tensions between different nations about whether there should be UN regulation or indeed government regulation of the internet.
In the end, why wouldn't the U.S., most of Europe, Australia, Canada sign on to the treaty that came out of this conference?
Well, a lot of the discussions, of course, were about fairly obscure technical things. But underlying it was a kind of belief by the Western nations, led by the United States, that the internet has done pretty well unregulated. It should be left alone, and that getting UN bodies like this one involved could lead to meddling. It could actually make things worse from a commercial point of view. And also that if you got the forms of wording wrong, that repressive regimes could actually use these regulations to do things like increase their censorship of the internet or to delay the development of the internet in their countries.
So what's the argument of the many countries that do back the treaty as written?
Well, a big group of mostly developing countries led by Russia and China, but also including Saudi Arabia, they see the issues in a very different way. They say, OK, so the internet hasn't been regulated, but because of the way it's grown up historically, it's kind of dominated by the United States and the West. That's where the sources of power are. And they say that they have a legitimate, if you like, request that they should have more say over something that's increasingly important and increasingly affects their citizens.
The BBC's Mark Gregory with me from London. Thank you so much.
Great.